Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. In 2011, Shane Vereen only played in 5 games. This season, a much healthier Vereen has stepped up to the plate when his number is called. And in Thursday's Thanksgiving win over the Jets, he had one of the best games of his career. The Jets probably don't need any more reminders of the blowout the Patriots handed them on Thanksgiving, but Pats fans are likely still relishing the victory. Everyone stepped up on Thursday and contributed to the big win, but Shane Vereen in particular had one of, if not the best game of his career. The running back showcased his versatility when Tom Brady connected with him on an 83-yard touchdown pass. It goes down as Brady's third longest pass in his career and Vereen's first career touchdown reception. Whether he was running on adrenaline or pulling out the legs from his college days of track and field at California, Vereen ran the 83 yards untouched.
You know, I was a little surprised to be that open. It hasn't been that open really all season, but we were able to take advantage of it when it was.
The Jets were stunned, their defense was gassed, and the Patriots were only warming up. But it didn't get any better for the Jets. The Pats were on top 35-3 at halftime, and the team approached the second half as if it was a tied game at zero.
Man, we were telling each other that, even here at halftime. You know, it's a 0-0 game. We got to go out there and play like it's 0-0 and not give them an opportunity to get back in it. And we're a little sluggish there at the start of the third quarter, but we had a good drive and really kind of put the nail in the coffin.
Vereen was explosive on the ground game and finished as the team's second leading rusher. But as a receiver with an 83-yard touchdown run, he was the team's third leading receiver behind Wes Welker and Brandon Lloyd. He finished the night with 91 receiving yards, 42 rushing yards, and one touchdown.
It was a good play call. I ran the route. Tommy found me when I was open, and I was able to, to put it away for the team. Wes did a good job downfield, drawing the corner off and making a block at the end of the play and sprung me.
It was a collective win, contributions from all teammates playing a full 60-minute football game. In the last 2 games, the Patriots have found ways to rack up the points in these high-scoring ball games, 59 against the Colts and 49 on the Jets.
That's a complete team, victory. It led to a team victory. And we talk about getting turnovers. We talk about scoring on special teams. We talk about executing on offense, and we're able to do that.
The Pats are sitting pretty at 8-3. They'll spend this week getting ready for another division rival on the road. The Miami Dolphins are on tap for this week. That's going to do it for this edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.